Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
It has been more than 300 days since the beginning of Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. The United States is committed to ensuring that Ukraine is able to provide for and defend its citizens. In a meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Joe Biden reiterated U.S. support for Ukraine and the importance of fighting off the Kremlin's invading forces.
The American people have been with you every step of the way, and we will stay with you. We will stay with you for as long as it takes. What you're doing, what you've achieved, it matters not just to Ukraine, but to the entire world.
To that end, President Biden announced $374 million of additional humanitarian assistance to Ukraine through the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID.
This will help provide food and cash assistance for more than 1.5 million Ukrainian people, as well as access to health care, safe drinking water, and help stay warm in the winter for more than 2.5 million Ukrainians.
In addition, President Biden also announced a $1.85 billion package in security assistance. The package includes both equipment and contracts to supply ammunition for artillery, tanks, and rocket launchers that will be used to defend Ukraine from Russian aggression. Also, the United States is working together with our allies and partners to provide critical equipment to help Ukraine make emergency repairs to their power transmission system and strengthen the stability of Ukraine's grid in the face of Russia's targeted attacks, said President Biden.
We should be clear about what Russia's doing. It is purposely attacking Ukraine's critical infrastructure, destroying the systems to provide heat and light to the Ukrainian people during the coldest, darkest part of the year. Russia is using winter as a weapon, freezing people, starving people, cutting them off from one another.
The United States applauds Ukraine's bravery and resilience and is committed to ensuring the people of Ukraine survive the winter and Russia's unprompted aggression.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.